10:37 here at News Talk 1150 975 KRMS. Hour number two of the Morning Magazine. Good morning, everyone. I'm Manny Haley. Just finished up page two, talking with Beth Weiss from Omaha Steaks about Father's Day. And now we move on to page three, and we welcome into a Studio C two folks that are going to be taking part in an important run. Actually, next week, it is a Trans-American Running Relay that is going to be making its way through the Show Me State. And two local runners from the Lake Area are actually going to be taking part in this event. We have Pete and Anita Leva from right here in Osage Beach, right here in Studio C. Good morning to both of you. How are you today?
Good morning, Manny.
Good morning, Manny.
Good morning to you. And you're Corporal Leva, correct?
Yes.
Hey, see, I remember. Good, good. I was going to say that before, and I was afraid I was going to give you a promotion. So
I actually go by Officer Pete a lot, too.
Officer Pete, okay. Well, that's okay. Officer Pete it is, then. You are an officer with the Osage Beach Police Department, and you and your wife are going to be taking part in this event. It is One Run Boston. It started last week out in California, and it's supposed to finish up by the end of the month in Boston. Tell us how you, both of you, got involved with this.
I actually got involved in it. I found out about it on Facebook and then got onto the website and found out that the money, all the money being raised was going to the One Fund Boston, which is the main donation point organization for the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing. And being a runner, I was like, I got to get into this. And then when I told Anita about it, and of course I knew she was going to want to get into it, and so we got into it, and there's a whole Facebook. I mean, there's 1,000 people that are joined into this, and I can't stay off the Facebook page. I mean, just the people are posting where it's at, what's going on, and it's actually the baton, which was made by somebody in Britain.
Cause okay.
It's three British people who actually got this race going, and it's Danny Boy Bent, Jamie Hay, and Kate Treleaven, and these people, they were just shocked about what happened in Boston, and they wanted to do something, and they put together One Run for Boston, and boy, I just got a whole more respect for our British friends across the pond.
Well, yeah, that as I was prepping for this interview, and then earlier when Arlene Page from the Osage Beach Police had sent out the original news release, you see that it's Brits that are involved behind this, and it's amazing that we have people from all over the world that were touched by what happened in Boston, as there were runners here from different countries when that happened back in April.
Yes, there was, and I'm serious. The British, I just love them. I always knew that they were our biggest ally, but now, I mean, I just got a whole different respect for them.
Anita, talk about running. You and your husband going to be running next Friday. It looks like it's going to be about 7 o'clock in the morning. You guys are running 10 miles, is that right?
Yep, 10 miles.
are you excited about that?
I am excited about it. I'm really excited about it. I want to get out and run every day to practice for it, and I just can hardly wait.
Now, have you run in the past? You're a runner as well?
Yeah, I ran in high school, actually, and then after high school, I stopped running, and a couple of years ago, I decided to start doing it again, and I really like it.
Talk about being involved with something like this. It's a cross-country relay, started in California. It's going all the way to Boston. They're going to hand the baton to you and to your husband next Friday morning. Can you describe what you're going to be feeling next Friday?
Just a lot of excitement. I mean, I could feel it just talking about it now. It's just really going to be exciting to do. I'm surprised that we're able to actually be able to do something like this and be involved with it, and I'm glad for it.
Yeah, we're lucky. There's only 1,000 people participating, and it's, you know, we're basically like one in a million chance of getting it and being part of it. And just like Anita said, I'm pumped. I can't hardly wait for next week.
Right.
Yeah, usually you think about running 10 miles. That's not on the high to-do list of a lot of people. Or maybe, you know, you do it, but you don't really, you're doing it maybe for physical fitness, or you're taking part in something, but Here, you know, Officer Pete, there's a cause behind it.
Yes, absolutely. We're raising money for our fellow Americans, people that were out having a good time on one of the biggest events this country has each year. And then for something like this to happen, I mean, it's like it happened to us. And it did happen to us. And we got to do our share. We're hardcore Americans.
Well, that's a great way to describe, especially folks down here in the Lake of the Ozarks area and in Osage Beach. I mean, that's true. Folks here are very patriotic. They love their country. And Anita, you brought in this morning, it looks like the actual event is in a national newspaper today.
The USA. Yeah.
USA Today.
All made. Awesome. Is it page 3 or
it's page 3?
Page 3.
And they put a nice little map there, and then also some paragraphs about what's going to be happening. And you all next week you're going to be running from St. Robert to Newburgh there on Highway 179. Now, have you driven that before, Anita?
Well, we just went last Sunday and drove it. It's beautiful. I couldn't ask for a better stretch.
There's people that started in L.A. that ran through downtown L.A. And I'm sure they saw a few things they probably didn't want to see.
Scary, yeah.
But that's, I mean, our section is, I mean, we got people. There's one woman that ran, she ran 4,000 feet elevation in 2 miles. I mean, so she was running uphill and in the desert. People are running across the desert in 110 degree heat.
We have got
a beautiful section of St. Robert to Newburgh. We're going to be crossing the Little Piney River, and then we end up in Newburgh, which is just this little tiny town where you go into it and say, wow, there's still little towns like this in our country. So, I mean, and my hat's off to the people that are running in the desert heat. Matter of fact, the baton, which was specially made, it's got a live tracking device in it. So if you get on the One Run for Boston website, you can actually get on and find out exactly where this baton is. You can't do it right now because it's actually down right now, but it's usually up, and this tracking device lets you see where it is, and right now I did get on the site before we came in here. It's in Taos, New Mexico right now. Matter of fact, one of our runners, Kevin O'Brien, has it in his hands, and Ronnie Archuleta is patiently waiting for the baton.
Any fear about dropping the baton?
Never even thought of that.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd throw it out there, and if it happens, you can blame me.
Yeah,
so,
thank
well,
you.
I ran a little track in high school, and actually, I filled in, and the one race that I did was the 4x100, and we hadn't practiced the exchange very well, and I dropped the baton. So
we're going to
hold on to it with two hands.
As you can see, the shorts were made for the event, and it's an awesome shirt. We just got ours yesterday, and Anita was able to wear hers today.
Oh, that's very cool. Now, are there a lot of people running together like you two are going to be doing next week, or is a lot of individual runners, or are there groups of people too?
There are group stages in certain areas along. Me and Anita will run from 7:05 in the morning, and then as soon as we're done, we're going to pack up and we're going to go to St. Louis. And at midnight, about midnight, the St. Louis group section will cross the Mississippi River into Illinois, and we want to be part of that too. So as we have it leave Missouri to Illinois, so hopefully her legs are going to be fine by then. And
we have a couple of people running with us.
Oh yeah,
also.
We do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tracy Huffman and John Kohler. Shout out to you guys, or have joined us.
Oh, okay. So there'll be four of you
now. And I mean, if you want to join us, you're more than welcome to get on the website and donate your $50 to One Run for Boston and the Boston Marathon victims. Just get on the website, and there's a place that says Run or Donate. You can do either one. If you join Run, it's just a $50 donation. And on the donate section, you can donate whatever you want.
Oh, wow. Very cool. We're talking with Pete and Anita Leyva from Osage Beach here on the Morning Magazine on News Talk 1150, 97.5 KRMS. Now, you mentioned after you run 10 miles, you're headed to St. Louis. How far into Illinois are you going to run? Just across the bridge, or does it go further?
I believe it just goes in, and then we're going to hand off to the Illinois runners, and then they'll take it from there. I believe the St. Louis section is only 5 miles.
Yeah.
I think it's not as long, and from what I understand, Mary Hoatland, who's actually a United States liaison, and I talked with Mary, and she said she don't know how she got it, but she's kind of the liaison here in the States and on Facebook, and I believe she's got quite a few runners ready in St. Louis to go.
Wow, very nice. Now, Anita, will this be the furthest you've ever run, 10 miles?
No, I've done a couple of half marathons.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So 10 miles is nothing then.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It really is it's hard work to get up to that. And Pete's been running for many, many years, so he's got that in him all the time. For me, because I stopped in between, it takes me a little bit more time to get up to the 10 miles, but I'll be ready for the day.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
Now, is that hilly, that section of 179?
It's not very hilly. Well, not our section isn't very hilly. We've got one hill at the beginning, but we've got like 2 miles of downhill at the end of it.
It's so unreal.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the stage 178 that hands it off to us hands it off after a two-mile uphill climb.
Yeah.
And then we,
wow,
on our section when we were driving it, I'm like, I can't believe this. Where's the next hill? I can't believe this. Matter of fact, and then we see, you ever see the picture of the truck going downhill to tell the truck drivers there's a grade?
Mm-hmm.
I go, I can't believe this. And then when we got on that, it lasted for 2 miles. We
it
actually
just kept
end,
going and going.
We end up with a 2 mile. I mean, everything, we're blessed to have what we have. And then when we handed off to John Kohler in Newburg, I talked to a police officer in Newburg. He goes, yeah, you're lucky because right here it goes uphill. So.
He said it's a heck of a hill.
Well, and there are lots of those here in southwest Missouri, in particular here in the Osage Beach area. You've got some pretty nasty hills of if you want to try to run or train around here.
Well, that's,
so.
That's what you train on, and it makes your runs a lot easier. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, my thanks to both of you for coming in this morning, telling us about this. Can one of you give us that website again where folks can track this, and then we will make sure we mention it again next week as well.
Yes, it's One Run for Boston. Just click on it, and then it pulls up the first page, and you're going to see that we've raised $50,000. We've just gone over $50,000 for there's another small thing about this that our Brit friends have done for our country is all the money raised in Oklahoma will stay there.
Oh.
For the tragedies that they have had recently.
Okay.
So, I mean, for them to even think about that along with, I mean, my friends the Brits, hey, there you go, Danny Boy,
awesome.
Jamie and Kate.
They're awesome.
Well, that is pretty amazing that they are, again, thinking of so many different things that have happened and so many victims that are out there. I mean, obviously, Oklahoma is still in a lot of ruins there from all of those tornadoes, and we even had some damage here, but nothing compared to what parts of Oklahoma are like right now. So it's a great cause, and again, onerunforboston.org, that's a website. Now, if folks are interested on Facebook, what is the Facebook page? Do you know, is it just One Run
it's
for Boston?
One run
it's onerunforboston.com.
Yeah.
Oh, .com. Okay. .com. All right. Very good. Well, Pete and Anita Leyva, thank you so much for joining us here on The Morning Magazine. And again, your run starts at 7:05 next Friday morning, 10 miles from St. Robert to Newburgh. Hopefully, knock on wood, I'm looking at my long-range forecast. It doesn't look like any rain.
What's the temperature?
You really
wow,
want me to
75. Yeah, thanks a lot, Manny. 75. I saw it up to Thursday, and Thursday looked like 89. So I'm thinking Friday's...
I didn't want to tell you what it's supposed to be, so maybe there'll be a cloud that'll follow you over your 10 miles. But again, thank you both for the time and the visit, and thanks for taking part in this event, and good luck next Friday.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Officer Pete and Anita Leyva from Osage Beach, they are this morning's Page 3 of the Morning Magazine. More of the program on the way on KRMS.
Morning Magazine is the talk of the lake. News Talk 1150, KRMS.